Pretty amazing, huh? Bub was a little bitty feller. Couldn't have stood more than 3 feet tall. He had big ears, and you wouldn't describe his face as handsome. But other than that, he seemed fairly normal. He was dressed in jeans and a western shirt, and had a red bandana around his neck and a black cowboy hat on his head. He came over to Willie, who said,
"Bub, these are local guard dogs. Shake hands and let's be friends."
Bub stepped towards me and stuck out his hand. Okay, he wanted to shake hands, and I happened to be pretty good at that, so I offered a paw and we sealed our friendship with a shake. Bub seemed a pretty swell guy, but when he offered his hand to Drover, the little mutt melted away and hid behind me. "Drover, what are you doing? That man's trying to be neighborly. Shake his hand."
"Well, I don't know. There's something about him that makes me nervous."
"You're being weird, and you're embarrassing me. These guys are important officials. Shake his hand." Wouldn't you know it? He cowered behind me and wouldn't come out to greet our guests. But Willie was a good sport about it. He laughed and said,
"That's okay. He's just a little bashful."
He turned to his partner.
"Okay, Bub. Go check out the truck and we'll move on down the road."
Bub answered his boss with a snappy salute and headed for the truck. The little guy had plenty of energy. I mean, he didn't just walk to the truck. He ran. Anybody could see that he really enjoyed his work. But then I noticed something kind of strange. After running upright for a ways, he dropped down on all fours and really scooted along. Gee, I didn't know many people who could run on all fours. Did I mention that he wasn't wearing shoes? No shoes. Willie was watching me and said,
"Bob got wounded in the war, and sometimes he has to go down on his all fours. He'll never tell you this, but he won a cigar box full of medals in the Foreign Legion. He served 2 years in Abracadabra. The man's a genuine hero, but you'd never know it. He's so quiet and humble."
A quiver came into his voice and he turned away.
"It just breaks my heart to see him so crippled up."
I whirled around to Drover. "Did you hear that? Bub's a war hero, and you wouldn't even shake hands with him."
"Well, he didn't look right."
"Drover, how would you look if you'd gone through years of fierce fighting? It takes a toll."
"Yeah, but
I'm shocked, Drover. Shocked and very disappointed. I never dreamed that you could be so heartless and cruel." I turned my back on him and, "Huh? Did you see that?" Maybe not, because you weren't there, but I turned around just in time to see Bub jump through the window of the hay truck. I mean, 1 second he was sitting on the ground and the next he was flying through the window. For a guy who'd been crippled up in the war, old Bub was a pretty good jumper. Willie was watching me while he cleaned his fingernails with a pocket knife.
"You know, there ain't many men who could do that, or who'd be brave enough to try. I mean, I've seen Bub's legs.